Responding to questions from the public at a function organized by social media enterprise 263 Chat, Ambassador Thomas Jr. said last year Zimbabwe exported goods worth $65 million to the United States.
It's in your favor, and we have normal trade relations. We'd like to see them expand, and that's why last year my distinguished predecessor, Ambassador Wharton, took a business delegation to the U.S.
Ambassador Thomas Jr. said he is working on improving trade between the two countries. Zimbabwe is America's 164th trading partner in the world. As for the targeted sanctions, Ambassador Thomas Jr. said the United States President Barack Obama and the U.S. Senate could only review them on the back of genuine economic and political reforms.
98 individuals, 68 entities. What will it take for the Senate and President of the United States have to be convinced that there is genuine economic as well as political reform? A good start would be an implementation of your constitution. It's the Zimbabwean people's constitution.
Ambassador Thomas Jr., who earlier met the visiting IMF delegation, said it was America's wish that the Zimbabwean government clarifies its economic policies and tackle corruption so as to attract meaningful investment.
We know that people are suffering, so we hope that the government's economic policies are clear, transparent, and will allow for direct investment. As I'm sure you know, that sanctions have nothing to do with Zimbabwe's inability to access the international financial institution. Zimbabwe cannot access the international financial institution because before sanctions were imposed, Zimbabwe stopped paying the international financial.
He said the United States remained Zimbabwe's biggest donor and had this year provided $55 million in food aid and security and was spending millions of dollars in fighting HIV/AIDS. Ambassador Thomas Jr. said, apart from Nigeria, Zimbabwe received more U.S. scholarships than any other country on the African continent. Ambassador Thomas Jr. also said he hoped the United States government would continue the Mandela Washington Fellowship for young African leaders even after President Obama leaves office next January. About 60 young Zimbabweans left the country today for the program. They will be attached to various universities and other institutions before meeting President Obama. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.